Hi, this is Jeannie Patel-Thompson from ListenToYourFreedom.com, and I would like to talk about novel and creative ways to raise funds from your family and friends. Now, the first thing to keep in mind when you're approaching family or friends for money is to approach them the same way you would a bank. And this is where most people just kind of, you know, go to the uncle and say, hey, you know, my business is really growing and I'd like to expand and I'm wondering, you know, I need $5,000 and, you know, you've got quite a bit of money and I thought maybe you could give me a helping hand here. And wrong. Like everything about that approach is wrong. Basically what that's saying to your Uncle Bob is, can you gift me $5,000 and maybe you'll see it again and maybe you won't. That's what he's hearing. So you have to put a lot of thought and you have to also put preparation into it. And so the best way is to prepare basically like a mini business plan and use PowerPoint or, you know, some kind of really nice graphic presentation. Add photographs, add charts, make it look as professional as you can. Print it out and put it into a folder. Even to staple it together is fine, but as long as it's printed and it looks good, and you basically want to outline very thoroughly exactly what you need every penny of that money for. Because if you say, if it's for some blanket thing, publishing a book, again, you're telling Uncle Bob you don't know what you're doing, and so now you've become a big gamble. But if you have publishing that book broken down into cover design and artwork, interior text layout, copy editing, final proofing, you know, it's at, like, really break it down and say, this is the amount I need for each stage here, and go to him with that. That's right away you're off on the right foot. He's taking you seriously. He can have, you know, quite a bit of confidence in you that you actually do know what you're doing and you do have a really good plan for this money. And then the second thing is to, number one, offer an interest rate that is higher than he would get from his bank, because there's nothing in it. You can't say, well, they're my family, they're my friends, they should help me because they love you. No, they shouldn't. If that's the attitude that you're taking, ask for a gift. But if you want to actually ask for a loan, you want to ask for money from these people without damaging the relationship, you have to treat it like a business relationship. You have to carry that attitude and that respect into your family member or your friend. So you would offer them an interest rate that's higher than what the bank is offering. So from a purely financial point of view, they're like, wow, that's a lot better rate. And the other thing that you can do is you lay out the repayment terms. And now here's a really good trick, because again, you know, and Listen to Your Freedom, I talk to you a lot about positioning. Okay, so it's not even so much about, you know, what you're charging or what you're going to give. It's how you present what you're charging and how you present what you're going to give that has the biggest impact on the listener. So you would then say to Uncle Bob, okay, Uncle Bob, I, you know, would like to tell you what I'm doing, and this is, I need $5,000. You give him your presentation so he can see how thoroughly you've walked through every step, and he's now going, wow, I didn't know you had this in you. I had no idea you were so efficient and you've researched. And he's right away impressed with your diligence. You say, Bob, I'm asking for $5,000. And what I'm proposing, which of course I'm open to negotiation, I'm proposing to give you 10% or 15% rate of interest on that $5,000. And I would like to make the interest payable in full in 3 months' time. So I want to front load the interest repayment so that no matter what happens, very soon you're going to make your profit on this deal. Okay, so you pay at 3 months' time, you pay that $10, you pay that $500, or, you know, that 15%, whatever you've agreed with him on the loan amount. And then you say, and the next step, I want to have written into our agreement that I pay you the full balance of the loan, so the full $5,000 in, you know, 18 months or 24 months. Now, here's the thing. And I will give you a guarantee that if I, if this business does not succeed, if it does not do what I'm expecting it to do, I will sell. And this is where you go. And you go, what do I have that I can sell for $5,000? And you tell Uncle Bob, I'll sell my car, I'll sell my boat, I'll sell my motorbike, I will sell that at 18 or 24 months if I don't have the money to repay you this loan. So Uncle Bob is covered from every angle. He gets his interest up front. It's front loaded. And he gets a healthier interest rate than he get from the bank. He also has a guarantee that you will repay the entire capital because you put up a collateral as something you own. And he's going to know the value of your motorbike or the value of your boat. So he'll know whether that's real or not. And so if you're going, well, I can't do that, I can't guarantee that, then don't borrow money from your family or friends. Because here's the bottom line. In that case, maybe you want to borrow that money on your credit cards so that if you're going down, you're the only one that goes down. And then you can chalk it up to experience, you can live and learn, or you go in for debt consolidation to gradually repay that over time. You know, there's a lot of options that you have for managing and restructuring your own personal debt load. But if you're going to get somebody else involved, you have to be willing to absolutely do everything to guarantee that friend or family member that you are not going to stiff them and they are not going to end up losing their money. Otherwise, like I said, go and ask them for a gift and see how that works for you. Maybe it'll work really well. You don't know. So step one is that you prepare a proper business plan that's printed out, graphics, charts, looks great. Number two, you offer them a higher interest rate than the bank would give them. Number three, you front load your interest payment so that they receive all of the interest by, say, month three or month four or five, whatever you can manage. And number four, you have a guarantee for when the loan will be paid back in full. And you put up one of your possessions as the thing that you will sell if you can't pay that back. And I've even put up my house. I've said, and if I can't repay this, I will sell my house because I live in a very good real estate market. And, you know, it's for sure I'm going to be able to sell that house and I have enough equity in there that for sure they'll get paid back. So my thing is, if you're not willing to put your own skin in the game, then you shouldn't be playing. So that's one way of doing it. The second way that you can raise money from family and friends is to use one of the crowdfunding platforms. And in Listen to Your Freedom, I do have specific units just on crowdfunding. And in there, I tell you which websites are perfect to use for family and friends. Some of them require you to be set up, you know, more like a business and to have, you know, a very defined product that you're fundraising for. But there are others, like GoFundMe, for example, where you can fundraise for any personal project that you want. So that's a good one to use when you're approaching friends and family. And then you would do the same thing. You would follow my guidelines in the crowdfunding module to prepare a really killer outline and pitch of what you're doing, break it down into the specifics of what you need each piece of that chunk of money for, how you're going to do it, maybe prepare a video or a slideshow presentation and have that on the crowdfunding page. So you take it seriously. You don't ever think, well, I'm asking my family and friends. They don't care. They know me. Never, ever, ever take that approach. Approach it in a completely professional, respectful way. And then you'll find that, you know, usually people are happy to help out because they have a lot of faith in you. And I have raised funds for my businesses from both family and friends in the past. And, of course, I've paid it all back because I will pay them back by hook. I'll be homeless if I have to be able to pay people back because that's a point of my integrity. And so when I pitch to them, that comes through. Now, the last thing is if you are doing GoFundMe campaign, you will, you know, obviously you don't need to offer a guarantee because it's not a one-on-one. You're usually soliciting for, you know, whatever donation amount the people want to give, and so people don't expect a guarantee with that. But you can offer the rewards. So, you know, if you can give me $20, you will get a signed copy of the book. So, again, make sure there's something in it for them. even though you're not asking for a chunk loan amount and so you don't have to give a guarantee in the crowdfunding scenario, you can still give them a reward. Give them, you know, a personal mention on your website, or, you know, there's a lot of things in the crowdfunding module that I point out that you can use. So I hope that's given you some good ideas and some good guidelines to follow that you can be successful in raising money from your family and friends. And again, if it doesn't feel right to you, if that's not really clicking with you, then use one of the other funding methods that I'm giving you in this module.